you were just up on stage giving the kind of the rundown of NAFQ's latest, and a really cool presentation. You gave some great examples of like extreme member service, what's going on at NAFQ and stuff. Let's talk about like you labeled a four-prong attack.
Sure. Well, it's so actually the four-prong attack was actually basically us copying our members. So Dan and Carrie and I have been at NAFQ for almost 12 years each, so Dan had the luxury, which not a lot of CEOs do, to sit back and really understand the organization and its member base, so that when he came in, he said, listen, you know, we've talked with people and we ask them, you know, what keeps you up at night, what are you most proud of, and what's your secret sauce? And we basically put this four-prong attack based on that, which was, you know, owning the voice of the member, member engagement, extreme member service, and my gosh, there's one more, and now I'm losing it.
That's okay.
But these are things that our members, our most successful members are doing. So we said, let's think laterally. Why don't we take what's working out there and bring it to association land and apply the same techniques? And it's been great.
Tell me about, let's focus on extreme member service, because you gave a great example of the Ritz-Carlton hotel, and that credit unions can kind of do the same type of thing. Can you just address that real
quickly? Absolutely. So, you know, we say, you got to provide extreme member service, and you know, what is that?
What does that mean? Right,
it's one of those platitudes you put on the wall, but we had to give an example. So we found out this thing called Joshy the Giraffe, and it was a nightmare for any parent. The kid left Joshy the Giraffe behind at the resort, and a dad sent an email saying, oh, please find Joshy, my son can't go to sleep without him. Not only did they return Joshy, but they put together this notebook of photos. They had Joshy like working out or getting into the spa, and he got a job as a security officer. He had his own badge. And, you know, there's no manual that told him to do that, right? It's culture. You delight our customers in their case, or members in our case, and that's culture driven. And so we use that as an example because, you know, you can talk at people, but if you have a wonderful story that shows where it's a parable, right? If people can understand that and it teaches a lesson. That's what we shoot for.
Right. So and you gave the example of the Visions.
Yes.
At the grocery store.
So Ty Muse, who's the CEO of Envisions, and so they were opening up a new market, and it's a great video, and he became one of those undercover checkout guys. So he was bagging groceries, and people would come in who were within his new field of membership, and at the end of it, he'd say, hey, what if I buy you groceries today? Now, I'm not doing it service, but if you see the video, it is touching. It tells a beautiful story of service. And there's one point where we shared with everybody at NAFQ, because it was just an example of why we fight for credit unions. It was a tearjerker. Somebody who just didn't, they were struggling financially. And then Ty said, hey, welcome to the family. Gave her a big hug. And it was special, right? And that's, you know, those are our members. I can give you, 850 more examples of that out of our members. But it's what we get excited about at NAFQ. And I think that those are things, too, we can tell our story a little bit better as an industry. Those things are great.
Very cool. Last thing I want to talk to you about is owning the voice of a member. What exactly does that mean?
So what is the member? And in our case, we have member credit unions. Credit unions have member consumers. And so John Spence is somebody we work with a lot. He's just a bright business leader. And he has this concept, which we really like, which is owning the voice. So every person that you work with, they have their own need, their own voice, their own personality, kind of a thumbprint. And your job as any successful organization is to understand who they are. Every chance you get, interact with your most successful members, talk to the ones that are leaving, and listen. Listen to what they're saying. Now, it's going to be tough because credit unions and NAFQ, we have different types of members, different regionally, different, you know, stages of their organization. But whoever listens the most and understands the best, they're going to win. They're going to get the business, because to do it right, you're going to listen more than you talk, and people are going to love that. You're going to understand them. You're going to become friends. You're going to have a relationship, and we're in the business. We're in the business of relationships, right? You know, and that's why people like us. You know, no offense, Jamie Dimon, but they like credit unions because they're not a number. We have a relationship with our member owners, represented by our board of directors, and we have a better mousetrap. And I think, you know, right now with millennials, and they want to work with companies that are ethical. They want to work with companies that are local, that support where they live and what they do. And then that's, once you tap into that voice and make it a two-way conversation, I think credit unions are poised. I'm bullish on credit unions.
Me too. I mean, I think they're poised. They're primed for just another explosive
move. I agree.
Exactly. By using all this type of stuff.
Well, we just have to, I think sometimes in the past, if we could just get another percentage point of market share, heck with that. You know, we're best. I think we are the consumer's best friend, and we should literally, I don't see why in 15 or 20 years we would not be the community financial institution. A kid gets out of high school, Well, they better go down to their local credit union. Maybe they see which one's best for them. Get an account.
Exactly.
Get their car loan. Get their financial success going. And I think we can get there.
That's where it starts.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Well, Anthony, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
You bet, man.